morning's scripture comes from 1 Timothy chapter 6. It's the Message translation, just different than what's in your pew. Pursue a righteous life, a life of wonder, faith, love, steadiness, generosity. Run hard and fast in the faith. Seize the eternal life, the life you were called to, the life you so fervently embraced in the presence of so many witnesses. Tell those rich in this world's wealth to quit being so full of themselves and so obsessed with money, which is here today and gone tomorrow. Tell them to go after God, who piles on all the riches we could ever manage, to do good, to be rich in helping others, to be extravagantly generous. If they do that, they'll build a treasury that will last, gaining life that is truly life. May God bless our understanding of this reading.
Thanks be to God.
Last week in the sermon, David challenged us by saying that we are a team with a dream to make the world a better place. And in that sermon, he not only challenged us to dream, but he challenged us to actually make that a reality. And so he listed what this First Church community is already doing to make that dream of a better world come to life. And we make prayer shawls and give them away and fill backpacks full of food for hungry children. And we give generously to special offerings that help those organizations that Nancy named. And we sponsor a refugee family and have a long history of sponsoring other refugee families. And the list went on. Today we're going to tell you a story of another team that had a dream of making the world a better place. In 1962, Dick and Judy Hoyt gave birth to their son, Ricky. Ricky came into an unsuspecting world, a world that would be transformed by sacrifice, by commitment, by teamwork, by love. You see, due to complications with the birth, Ricky was born a quadriplegic and with cerebral palsy. Dick, his father, remembers vividly the doctor that said, he's going to be non-functional, so don't even try, put him in an institution for his life. Dick refused.
You see, Dick knew early on, to use the words from Timothy, he knew the life to which he was called, and that was to make, as best as he could, a rich and full life for his son, Ricky. And early on, it became apparent that Ricky loved being with his dad. And so Dick, with his family, brought Ricky home and immediately began to involve Ricky in all the family activities. Sledding, swimming, street hockey. They just would involve Ricky as best they could in all the family recreational sports, getting out in the outdoors. And every time that Ricky would be with his dad, Ricky would just light up. When he was involved in those activities, Ricky just lit up, big smile on his face. It wasn't until age 12 that they had a custom speech device which allowed Ricky to finally verbalize what was going on in his mind. And so one day, Ricky said what the family had suspected all along. Ricky said to his father, "I love being with you, Daddy."
So what motivated Dick as a father was to spend time with his son, to create these opportunities where joy was filled and where he could have a life that was at least somewhat normal. But what motivated Ricky? In 1977, he was 15 years old, and he heard about a lacrosse player that had had an accident and then had become a quadriplegic. And so Ricky said to his dad, "I want to do something." And he found out that there was a race to benefit this player who'd gotten hurt. So Ricky said, "I want to do that." Now, he couldn't run, And so it wasn't because of running that he wanted to do it, but it was because Ricky has a compassionate and kind heart and was thinking about others. His motivation was to make the world a better place. So what motivates us as individuals and as a church community? What motivates us to make the world a better place? And what does it actually take to make this sometimes sad world more happy, more joy-filled, more hope-filled?
Well, Dick had to make a sacrifice to try to respond to Ricky's desire to himself help this paralyzed lacrosse player. But the problem was Dick wasn't really an athlete. He wasn't a runner. So he had to begin to take time, take a lot of energy, money to enter these races. Dick began to sacrifice, perhaps like any father would do. Then he competed in that very first race. Dick pushed Ricky in that wheelchair the full 5 miles to help raise funds for that lacrosse player. So the joy of being together, Dick and Ricky, the joy of being a team, and the joy of being a team that could make a difference, a little difference in the world.
For 37 years, you heard me, 37 years, Dick and Ricky ran. They did over 1,000 races. And you know why Dick did that? Was because after that first race, Ricky told him, "Dad, when I'm running, I don't have a disability anymore." And Dick wanted to provide that sense of joy and freedom and wholeness to his son. And so they ran over 1,000 races. And in the early 1990s, they actually went cross country in 45 days on bike and on feet. Can you imagine? Look at your front bulletin cover. He pushed him, he towed him, he pulled him. 3,735 miles across our great land. Talk about endurance. Talk about persistence. Talk about sacrifice. And knowing that we're called to something bigger, that we're called to make the world a better place.
The marathon, the Boston Marathon, where the bombing happened, was going to be the last race for Dick and Ricky. Is he in his 70s to be determined? He's in his 70s. So he decided, Dick decided he needed to sort of hang up the running shoes. But they couldn't finish that race because of the bombing. And so it was 2 years later, 2014, that they entered the Boston Marathon and made that their last race. So as Kate and I thought about this story, we thought 3 decades, 3 centuries. Who's been around over three centuries? First Church has been here over 3 centuries. We haven't finished our race. The Team Hoyt, you can go to it, the Team Hoyt website, has lots of information about them. One of the quotes that we love, and I'll quote it, they brought to everything they did a stubborn persistence, dedication, and a bottomless depth of love. Stubborn persistence, dedication, and a bottomless depth of love. Well, friends, First Church, Team First Church, is stubborn, we are persistent, and we are dedicated. And in all that we do here in this place and in the community and in the world, comes from our bottomless depth of love.
So no, we're not going to run races. Well, maybe some of you do, but as a community, no. But we're called to show up, to share, to love, to care, to be in it for the long haul. Because we can take our lead from Dick and Ricky, who sacrificed, who endured, who made the world a better place. And that's what we're called to do, too.
Back at that Team Hoyt website, you can find their motto. Their motto is, "You can. You can."
By sacrifice, by commitment, by teamwork, by keeping that dream of making the world a better place, we can and we will. So friends, we humbly ask you to give generously to this place. We're not perfect, as you heard, but we try to make the world a better place because God knows the world needs it. Yes, friends, we can and we will.